Then she ran toward Broad Street, her legs browned with summer and scabbed by many games and many sidewalks, flashing. "Carol!" he called after her. "Carol, wait!" She ran. "Carol, I love you!" She stopped at that. Maybe it was just that she'd reached Commonwealth Avenue and had to look for traffic. In any case, she paused a moment, head lowered, and then looked back. Her eyes were wide and her lips were parted. "Carol! I have to go home. I have to make the salad," she said, and ran away from him. She ran across the street and out of his life without looking back a second time. Perhaps that was just as well. He and his mom moved to Danvers. Bobby went to Danvers Elementary, made some friends, made even more enemies. The fights started, and not long after so did the truancies. On the comments section of his first report card, Mrs. Rivers wrote, "Robert is an extremely bright boy. He is also extremely troubled. Will you come and see me about him, Mrs. Garfield?" Mrs. Garfield went, and Mrs. Garfield helped as much as she could, but there were too many things about which she could not speak. Providence, a certain lost pet poster, and how she'd come by the money she'd used to buy into a new business and a new life. The two women agreed that Bobby was suffering from growing pains, that he was missing his old town and old friends as well. He would eventually outlast his troubles. He was too bright and too full of potential not to. Liz prospered in her new career as a real estate agent. Bobby did well enough in English. He got an A+ on a paper in which he compared Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men to Golding's Lord of the Flies, and did poorly in the rest of his classes. He began to smoke cigarettes. Carol did write from time to time, hesitant, almost tentative notes in which she talked about school and friends and the weekend trip to New York City with Rhianda. Appended to one that arrived in March of 1961, her letters always came on decal-edged paper with teddy bears dancing down the sides, was a stark P.S. "I think my mom and dad are going to get a divorce. He signed up for another hitch, and all she does is cry." Mostly, however, she stuck to brighter things. She was learning to twirl. She had gotten new skates on her birthday. She still thought Fabian was cute, even if Yvonne and Tina didn't. She had been to a twist party and danced every dance.